Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As you've already heard, we're observing All Saints' Day today, celebrating how God has worked through great men and women of God and throughout all ages. And we think of people maybe like the 12 apostles, or the four evangelists, you know, the writers of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, other biblical persons like Abraham, Moses, David, the prophets, Mary, the mother of our Lord, Timothy, Titus, Lydia, Dorcas. We could go on and on with the list. And there are also others who have lived since that time and even today who are sometimes depicted in artistic ways, and it can be helpful. And we've remembered also loved ones who have gone before who are, as the scriptures say, out of the body and at home with the Lord, awaiting the resurrection. We are one with them. We are united with all of them because we believe in the communion of saints, the fellowship of all believers. So if we wanted to picture them, how would we do that? And as I said, many artists have over the years attempted to portray biblical persons and other notable men and women of God. I remember that when I was married some 52 years ago, a good friend of mine gave me a statue of St. Francis of Assisi, sort of a reminder, and there was a history behind that, but also a reminder of humility and devotion from someone who lived in the Middle Ages. We could have great appreciation for such paintings and sculptures and symbolism, but far more powerful than that is the word picture that we have of men and women of God that we have right before us here in the Gospel of Matthew with this list of blesseds, or sometimes we call them the Beatitudes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We are given with that, and also from that reading from the book of Revelation, the powerful description of people of God worshiping at God's throne. We have there a portrait of a saint. Now let's understand first of all what we're talking about when we talk about a saint. Pastor Phil has talked about that already, but it is a word that occurs quite often in the New Testament, but most often in the New Testament it is in the plural because it emphasizes our fellowship with one another. It does not refer to sinless people, are people who are unacquainted with the harsh realities of life or unstained with the struggles that are common to us all. They are people who have been made holy not by their own deeds, but by the saving grace of God in Christ. In the waters of their baptism, they have put on Christ and so are clothed in his perfect righteousness through faith in him. The saints of God are the whole company of believers in Christ. And that includes not only those who have departed in the faith, but you and me as well. So what do they look like? How would you describe them? Well, first of all, they are blessed, and happy. That's the word that we see repeated there many times, the word blessed. Or it could also be translated happy, or fortunate, or favored. Now, that doesn't mean that they're always singing that old song, Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. No, not at all. And they're not always having a good time either, with fun for all, and they cannot be pictured as always being carefree and living a life that is like a party every day. They are favored. And they are content because they have been favored by God, not deservedly, but graciously. They are not always standing around striking pious poses with shining halos above their heads. They bend low in reverence before God, who has given them everything that they are and have, and they find their greatest joy in giving and serving. Picture them poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus says. Now, poor is not a word that most Americans want to hear. They want to hear prosperous, rich, financially secure, strong and proud. But saints of God, as Jesus describes them here, know that without God, they have nothing. Without Him, they are spiritually bankrupt. Without God, nothing at all, but with God, they have everything. They could be the richest person in the world in material things, but have absolutely nothing of eternal value. Or could be at the lowest level of poverty and still have everything. You will see them confessing, "I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed," but also rejoicing in God's forgiveness in Christ and saying, "I am a new person in Jesus and in the power of His Holy Spirit." Picture them in mourning. Blessed are those who mourn, Jesus says. Tears, sadness, sorrow, who wants that? But this is how a saint looks. They may have tears in their eyes for themselves and for each other because they care. And they love deeply. They have compassion. And they are blessed because they mourn over the brokenness of God's people and God's world. But they are and always shall be comforted through the cross and empty tomb of Jesus, who carried our sorrows and bore our iniquities. Picture a saint as meek. Blessed are the meek. Now that, again, that is not a word that most people in our culture like to hear. But saints of God do not have to shout to make a point. They don't have to push other people around to get ahead and become profane, obnoxious, or overbearing to assert themselves. They can listen, and they can love, and they can learn patiently and readily. They are meek, but not weak. They are strong inwardly and in the Lord, then they can therefore allow themselves to be vulnerable and tender and kind and gracious. Show them as hungry and thirsty. They know very well that people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. They are hungry and thirsty for what is right and good and decent and just. Nothing is more important to them than their relationship with God, because He gives perfect righteousness through faith in Jesus, and they work hard in their lives to show what that means, to show who and what God is. Paint them also as merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Well, how could they be any other way? For they know that God has had mercy upon them, and they pray, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." They know that God has had mercy on them in Jesus, and so they show mercy to one another. They show concern and pity and readiness to forgive as they are forgiven. Picture the saint of God as being pure in heart. So much in our world is deception. We have to pile up laws upon more laws to protect ourselves from the deceit of one another, from corruption, fraud, and lies. But saints are honest before God, with themselves, and with one another. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. Endless and repeated oaths are not necessary. Saints of God look peaceful, because blessed are the peacemakers. They
are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, they will work at relationships. And they don't have to put others down to prove themselves right. They want to share the peace of God. And they will often be the very first ones to make gestures of reconciliation when there is strife. And finally, they look durable. Jesus talks about persecution. And indeed, many saints of God have endured persecution even unto death. Saints of God endure it. They endure being reviled and falsely accused of things for the sake of Jesus. They have an inner strength against the onslaughts of life because they know what God has declared about them. They are forgiven and accepted and loved through Jesus. They are children of God, and no one or nothing can rob them of that. Like so many who have gone before, they have something worth living for and something worth dying for. Their dear Lord Jesus Christ, who has given them what they could never earn or deserve, peace with God and eternal life. So how does a saint look? There you have it. Now, as Pastor Phil said, look in the mirror. And what do you see? A saint of God? Yes. If you trust in the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord, yes, indeed. But we also know very well that you do not see there a person with a perfect halo. It is not only tilted just a little, but it is very tarnished. And sometimes doesn't even seem to be there at all. And that's because we have a split personality. We are saint and sinner at the same time. There is that old part of us that is still there as long as we're in this life, and it is in the image of Adam, not of God, running away from God, turned in upon ourselves, sometimes devious and corrupt and vile. Jesus presented a word picture of that also when he said, from within, out of the heart of man come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. It's all there. But keep looking. And look with the eyes of God. Because God looks at you and me, and he sees Jesus, perfect and holy, a blessed son or daughter of God. And know this, that God is still at work on you and me, as the Bible says, to will and to do his good pleasure. He is constantly redrawing the picture of that new self that's in you also in Christ, tracing the image of Jesus onto you, until finally when you depart this life, the portrait of a saint will be exactly and precisely the portrait of you. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.